The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
The Bachelor Canada, Brad Smith, is here right now. Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Doing good. How are you?
I was terrified you guys weren't going to have me back in fear that Maury was going to commit sex crimes towards me.
We are still scared of that. Don't get me wrong. We're worried.
Brad Smith is here. He's hanging out for an hour. If you want to talk to him, 416-870-8888. But inside the Kiss 92.5 studios right now for a full hour, we have him, the Bachelor himself, Brad Smith. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Thanks so much for waking up early and hanging out with us.
Thanks for the Timbits, too, man.
Seriously,
nice to see you.
Man.
Appreciate it. Go ahead. Don't be... I mean, you brought them.
I'm going to smash those. little honey cruller for me, man.
So, watching the show on a weekly basis, are you at home watching the show like everybody else by yourself? Are you watching it with friends? Are you watching it with family?
I'm watching it in a very, very dark room.
By yourself.
Alone? Candles, yeah. Oils, you know, really getting the mood.
Yeah.
No. For me, I actually try to watch it with people that created the show, like the casting director and the DP. People who know the outcome, know the ending,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
stuff. Because it's insecure to watch yourself on TV, especially when you have half the country thinking that you have the diction of a 12-year-old with cute and nice dress being the only things that can...
Oh, nice dress. You're so cute.
It's the only thing that comes out of my mouth. It's like, well... Jeez, it's important to watch it with people that make me feel comfortable.
During every Wednesday night when the show is on City TV, how much of that time for the hour and a half is your phone blowing up with text messages or just from, you know, from your friends or from your family asking you questions?
The first show was ridiculous. I legitimately looked down and I had like 100 text messages. I don't even know 100 people who like me. You know what I mean? But for me, it's hilarious because it's the first time in 3 months since we've finished shooting the show that I get to see people's opinions.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my God, this girl was up, you know, and I'm
right.
Like, oh, okay, well, maybe you're talking about my, you know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see because it's been so closed off to everybody else. Like I have an NDA that says like I can't talk to anybody or else I'll be serving you know chicken in Thailand for the next 6 years.
Have any of the cast offs from Bachelor Canada so far reached out to you that
there's contracts on either side that says that there's no communication.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Not until everything is over.
Not until they like to call it the women tell all. I call it the women rip Brad.
Yeah. That's, yeah. When you're watching the show, is there anybody in the house right now that so far, I mean, it's only week number two,
right?
But going through the process, you don't see those behind the scenes interviews
mm-hmm.
that we
part.
See right now.
Yeah.
Is there anyone so far that has really shocked you that you didn't see that side of them until the show airs on Wednesday night?
It's such a different thing. Seriously, watching that because, you know, like the 85% that I get to see, which is me and the girls, 15% of the little catfights, like I don't hear about that stuff. And even though girls tell you, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think it's one specific girl. I think everything in general, hearing it for the first time, knowing these girls from my perspective, I'm like, man, you were different, man.
It's 8:06. It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Brad Smith, Bachelor Canada, is here inside the Kiss 92.5 studios. You got a question for him? A couple ways to get them at us, all right? At Kiss 92.5 Toronto on Twitter, through the Kiss 92.5 Facebook fan page. You can just post it right there, or you can give us a call right now. He's taking your phone calls. 416-870-8888.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show with special guest Brad Smith from the Bachelor Canada.
Yeah, man.
He's not a douche after all. Kiss 92.5.
Brad Smith, the Bachelor Canada, is here inside the Kiss 92.5 studios. You're hanging out for the full hour, and we are actually going to put you to work.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, Toronto weather. Tonight, clear, low near 1, patchy frost. Saturday, mainly cloudy. Rain for the evening, high near 12, low near 10. Sunday, windy with showers and a chance of thunderstorms and mild, high near 20, low near 10. Right now it's 4, and I didn't need a thermometer to tell you that. I can see, damn it, Maury's nipples through his shirt.
Want to talk to Brad Smith from The Bachelor Canada? Call 416-870-8888 right now. It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Hi, I got a question for The Bachelor.
Go for it.
All right, I'm just wondering, are you really that sweet, like, all the time? It's just, you seem so sweet, too sweet.
Well, you know, I tried to swear as much as I could around the girls, but they couldn't use that on TV, so.
No, but it's just when you were meeting the girls, you were always like, aw, she's so cute. Aw, she's so cute. And I was just like,
well, what do you want me to
say? You have a little yellow spice to you, you know?
Yeah, but if one of the girls walks out and you're like, oh God, please get back in the limo, I don't think that would be exactly the best way to have a first impression.
No, it was just throughout the today. I don't know. I'm hoping that you'll spice it up a little bit for us, you know? Drama and some action there, you know?
Yeah, like on a date, he'll fly somebody out to like an island and pretend like they're gonna, you know, have a nice romantic dinner on the beach, and then he's like, your ass is staying right here, Castaway style.
Peace, I'm out, swim
exactly,
home.
Exactly, you know, and if someone pisses him off, he won't be like, aww. Like,
no, trust me when I say I'm a pretty assertive person, but for me, it's always, you know, winner with kindness.
That's sweet. All right, thanks.
What's your name?
Jessica,
have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening.
You too, bye.
You're listening to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
I guess.
So I guess we have a lot of people who want to talk to you, dude. Before we get to the phone line, Steve-O, we have some Twitter and Facebook messages, some questions for you, Brad. We'll put this one right away. This one comes from Andrea. Hi, Brad. What are you looking forward to the most about getting married? I hope you find your love.
Jeez, not cleaning up after myself, maybe?
I'm kidding.
Uh-oh, Brad Smith, douchebag after all. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, for real, though, I'm the messiest person ever.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is KMS Schneider on Twitter. Redheads, brunettes, or blondes? And I got to say this. I'm looking at the left, like the bachelorettes that are left right now.
Right.
There's a lot of brunettes in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just, for me, it's you got to be attracted to the person, but it's personality. And I don't know if that coincided with what their hair color was. But I would have loved me a nice redhead, you know?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with a ginger. Nothing wrong at all. Okay, we got, this one I like. This one comes from Sarah off of Facebook. And this is, Mocha and I were talking about this earlier. What's it like? Because I've never had this experience. What's it like to have so many women to choose from?
It was unnatural, first of all. I mean, girls don't even walk up to me in a club, let alone 25 women in a mansion and me dressed up in a suit, you know? So for me, it was overwhelming, to say the least. And I really, like, I was just like, please, please, one of you like me. I will do anything. Dance, monkey, dance.
The phone number, if you want to talk to Brad Smith, is 416-870-8888. Hello?
Hi, I just had a question for Brad Smith.
All right, what's your name?
Lauren,
go ahead.
I just wondered, I found in the first episode, I thought that Whitney looked like a man, and I just wondered if he thought that.
Man.
Well, you know what the difference is like, I'm awful looking in real life, and somehow on camera, they dazzle you up to make you look better. And she was really, really good looking the first night.
Okay.
Man, girls are mean.
Oh, no, everybody's entitled
question.
To their opinion.
I have one more question.
Okay, it better not be mean, though.
No.
Be when nice.
When you met all the women, did you, like, when some of them came out, were you like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, where did they find these girls?
No, I thought there's a fence about 15 feet away, and I used to be an athlete. They'll never see me again.
Okay.
Thanks so much for
Appreciate
the call.
It.
Thank you.
So, Brad, real quick, talking about, you know, when you first see these women jump out of the limo, did you have a say, or how much say did you have in the selection process of the women that we see right now in Bachelor Canada?
Oh, zero. I walk in and they ask me what my type is. I said, I don't really have a type. And they're like, okay, can you lead us in a direction?
Yeah.
And for me, it was just standing on that driveway. First time I get to see those girls was legitimately, that's my reaction because I've never met them.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. 416-870-8888 if you want to talk to Bachelor Canada's very own Brad Smith.
The Roz and Mocha Show with special guest Brad Smith from the Bachelor Canada on Kiss 92.5.
Friday, Brad Smith, Bachelor Canada's here right now. Good morning.
Yeah, guys, still to come. We got all your entertainment headlines inside the news at 8:40.
Brad like Smith it. Taking over.
Yes. Kiss 92.5.
I don't have to do anything. I'm sitting back. Just chilling.
Just relax over here.
Get suited.
We'll take some more questions for Mr. Brad Smith in 1 second. Dude, when you're going through the process of the show, for as much say as you have, do they give you, because I know for the U.S. version, for some of the women who are bachelorettes, they got like a clothing allowance.
Right.
How much leeway in part of your style, part of your fashion, did you get?
That was the best part. I think we talked about it earlier. Like, they were afraid of the V-neck.
Yeah.
And I just went overboard. It's like, you know, it's either you wear the deepest V possible or you're a guy who likes Maury. And for me, it was great because after the first night, they let me, you know, have a lot of leeway with what I, you know, my attire and what I looked like. And I was, you want to go into a situation where you feel comfortable. And if you're not wearing something that doesn't make you feel comfortable, you're not going to feel, you know, good looking. And I already lacked that department. So I needed to go in looking at least somewhat stylish.
And as far as some of the dates go, the destinations. Do you have a say?
Yeah,
In all of it or any of it?
A lot of it, actually. Yeah? I get to pick all the girls for all the dates. They talk to me about where they want to go, what they want to do, and you know, it's I'm involved a lot more than a lot of people think. So that's the best part.
It's cool. Right. Before we take a phone call, Maury, you have a question?
What's the name of the pastor? The girl that's a pastor.
Chantel.
What were your thoughts when you found out that she was a virgin?
Well, do you mean while watching the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you mean it's a girl like Chantel, you realize that there's actually genuine people out there. Sounds cheesy, but I mean, for her, she is who she is, and she owns it.
I love her laugh.
I do too. People were like, I think she's annoying. I'm like,
right here, yeah.
I think she's amazing.
Right, yeah, right here from Chelsea. Ask Brad, how does he not want to put a fork in his eye when he hears her laugh?
Oh my God, I want to put her in a backpack and take her home.
The phone number is 416-870-8888 if you want to talk to Brad. I believe
sounds
Marla
like
is on the phone for you right now. Brad, go ahead.
Marla from Toronto, go ahead. It's Brad.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm a huge, huge fan.
You're the one.
I'm a huge fan. You seem like genuinely the most amazing guy.
Aww.
I've never, ever witnessed a guy like you before, and I'm so proud to have finally seen one.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
And I just wanted to ask, I'm not trying to be mean at all.
Okay.
I know someone else called in about this, but I was just trying to ask. I was a little confused as to how you didn't see how fake Whitney was.
Well, you have to understand, like, I don't get to see her interactions with the girls, right? All I get to see is like the 7 hours or however long our dates are together. So
yeah.
for me, it's easy for her, you know, and I can say this because I know her a little bit, is that, you know, she acts a lot differently around me than she does around the girls. So I don't get to see that, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I wish. Or either that or I'm just the most aloof, dumb person you've ever met in your life, you know?
No, see, that's why. You don't seem like you are.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, by the way.
Thanks so much for the phone call today.
No problem. Bye.
I just got this text message from my friend who's listening right now. She's a huge fan of the show. And she said, I think Brad was attracted to Whitney because she presses her fake boobs up against his chest every time she hugs him. Was that part of the attraction, Brad? That's my question to you.
Hey, we all go in with a game plan.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show with special guest Brad Smith from The Bachelor Canada.
Yeah, man.
He's not a douche after all. Kiss 92.5.
Now, Brad, normally at this time, before we introduce the news, as you clear your throat, Roz will always ask me, he'll say, Mocha, are you ready? I'll say yes, and then he'll scream out, let's do the news!
Just like that? Do I have to
just
sound
like
that bad or what?
I'm
crushing this out.
Let's do the news! All right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, people of Toronto, fans of The Bachelor Canada, which airs on Wednesdays, 9:30 on City TV, Brad Smith will now introduce the news. So you have to ask me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Brought to you by Pizza Pizza. Get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined for just $16.99.
By the way, the Roz and Mocha Mix with DJ Climax will return next Friday. Roz on assignment for ET Canada. He's out in LA interviewing the cast of Cloud Atlas and the cast of Wreck-It Ralph. So he'll be back with us on Kiss 92.5 on commercial-free Monday.
Yeah, and you know what? That was pretty good because I'm here all the time and I always mess that up. So that's impressive. All right, let's get into it. Justin Bieber's laptop and camera stolen.
Yes.
In Tacoma, Washington.
Really?
You might have heard this. Yeah, so this dude is basically, or these group of people are basically threatening to leak out some videos. They put out some videos already, which are, they're not bad. They actually help him.
Was he iMacking some sexy time?
It could be, though, right? So it's noon today is the deadline. There's talk about nude photos, this and that, but there's also talk about it being PR ploy for a new video with Nicki Minaj.
Okay, would you pay, though, for those things ever to come off if you have the money? Like, so that no one would ever see them. Would you pay the
like
money?
Off my own laptop?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some bad stuff?
No, I just...
he just
guilty.
Sold himself out.
Yeah, I
baited myself out right there.
Yeah,
what,
man,
would you?
Pay, man.
Would you?
Oh, God, yes. Pay all the money in the world.
All right, speaking of money, check it out. Just random right here. Rapper Psy, who's known for Gangnam Style and the crazy dance,
mm-hmm.
makes $60,000 for a 15-minute performance.
Wow.
Damn.
Hook me up.
Yeah.
Can I have $5, man?
Dude, that's like... So 60 grand plus he's going to get all his traveling expenses and whatever else, man. For 15-minute performance? That's crazy. Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro are going to star in a movie called Grudge Match, a comedy about two aging boxers. Aging?
Yeah, you know, I'm Robert. What's going on? Yeah? I'm going to punch you in the face and you bump me back, yeah?
Kevin Hart's going to play the promoter. Let's see. You can do the voiceovers for it.
Hey, Sly Stone, I'm still making movies, man.
We talked about this earlier, Boca. Rihanna wants to marry Chris Brown. You're talking about the insider that was leaking this information out. I feel like Maury would be an insider.
How bad of a friend are you if, you know, you're supposed to be a close friend with these people, but meanwhile, when they're saying stuff to you, you're running out, going straight to the media saying, hey, get this. I have this information.
That's what I love about Canada, especially. I don't think I would ever have done this in the States just because of the media propaganda. Mm-hmm. Everyone blows it up. Like, first of all, just to clarify that, like, if she is actually thinking about marrying this guy, this girl is 3 days short of a full week.
Right.
Like, come on.
Dude, all you got to do is go through some of her Instagram pictures, and you'll see that some of the stuff that she posts online is just absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
And he's even more of an idiot.
I'm telling you, conspiracy theory.
Oh, you think?
Oh,
conspiracy theory. Here's what's going to happen. This whole thing's going to come out.
Okay,
it's going to be part of a reality show. You heard it here first. You're looking at me like I'm an idiot, but you remember where you heard it here first, right?
So there's going to be a Chris Brown Rihanna reality show is what you're saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's going to be called Hitting My Girl 24/7.
Brad Smith in here from The Bachelor Canada. Good morning.
You ready for some weather?
We are ready for the weather.
Tonight, clear, low near 1 with patchy frost. Saturday, mainly cloudy. Rain for the evening, high near 12, low near 10. Sunday, windy with showers. Windy and a chance of thunderstorms. High near 20, low near 11. And by the nipple barometer meter, I'm reading off Maury right now. We might be up to 5, but I think she's still 4.
Now, Devo, you had a question. We were talking about this earlier, way earlier in the show, and you just couldn't wait to ask Brad this one particular question.
I got to know, man. How many girls did you make out with?
You know, respectable number.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like respect, man. I mean like.
No, not like dude-to-dude locker room talk kind of thing. Like just out of curiosity, right?
I swear to God, well, I can't give away the whole show, but I swear to God, they made it look on the trailer like I made out with not only the girls, but the producers,
and their cousins,
the camera guys,
and someone's mom.
Get over here,
camera guys, the set director. Yeah. Hey, whoever wants to make out with me, I'm free. And I didn't go overboard. I didn't, you know, I kissed one girl the first night, which was against probably my game plan, but I was happy with everything.
Did you have a conversation with your folks before the show went to air after knowing the outcome and what was filmed and what could possibly get aired? Did you have a conversation with your folks just to set them up for it and say, hey, look, here's some of the stuff that you're going to see on television?
No, I think I know which episode stuff is going to come out, which is unique to pretty much everybody who knows me.
Yeah.
So it's stuff that I've kept close to my heart and stuff that I haven't said. So I'll have that conversation when it comes to it. But, you know, my parents, I mean, my dad knows that I'm a bit of a dum-dum, you know? I'm not fooling him on that one. So my parents are the type of people that no matter what, they're going to look at me and be like, okay, what's your next step? Because they support everything I do.
Yeah. All right, 416-870-8888 is the phone number if you would like to speak to Brad. Bachelor Canada, again, Bachelor Canada airs every Wednesday night, City TV, 9:30. Hello? Hello, go ahead, you're on the air.
Good morning, bro.
What up, yo?
It's Will.
Hey,
I'd like to ask Brad a question.
Go for it.
What's going on?
By the way, Brad, Will, although he sounds very aggressive, he's really one of the nicest guys that we've ever talked to.
Thank
he listens to the show and calls in all the time. Go ahead, Will.
I'd like to ask, what's the most insecure thing about yourself that you feel?
Oh, man, easily just watching yourself on TV, you know. Everyone else says, like, such nice things. You're looking up there like, I look at myself like I look like a hot mess. You walk around, it's you know, everyone has an opinion now about what my life should be, the decisions I make. That's the real different part for me.
Here's another question for you.
Yeah,
if you're
man.
The opposite way, would Maury be on the lineup for you?
You know what? I would always want a guy that I could toss around, you know?
Yo, Will, thanks so much for the call, bro.
Thanks, bud.
It's Roz and Mocha Show. We got to wrap things up. Taylor Kay is coming up next. Devo Brown in here filling in for Roz, who's on assignment for ET Canada. Back with us on Commercial Free Monday. Devo, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having me, man.
What did you learn today?
I learned that Roz is right.
Brad Smith is not a douchebag.
Yes, turning one head at a time.
Brad Smith from Bachelor Canada, thank you so much for hanging out for the full hour here on Kiss 92.5.
My pleasure, man.
What did you learn today?
Man, radio is fast-paced.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody edits sound clips like you do, man.
What I learned is that for the entire day so far, I have not yelled out "It's Friday" yet.
Mm-hmm.
And been getting some questions from
the
people
hell, man.
On Twitter. So I think I should yell out "It's Friday," and then Brad Smith should yell out "It's Friday," and we'll see who the "It's Friday" champ officially is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the left corner right now, Mocha.
It's Friday.
Brad Smith in the right corner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
It's Friday.
Have a great weekend.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, Kiss 92.5.